Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Ukraine's parliament has canceled a session as security was tightened after Russia deployed a new ballistic missile that threatens to escalate the nearly three-year war. The Kremlin said Friday that a strike on Ukraine using a newly developed hypersonic ballistic missile was designed as a message to the West that Moscow will respond to their reckless decisions and actions in support of Ukraine. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustam Umerov spoke at a press conference with his Swedish counterpart.
It's already a second time they escalate more within this year when they send the DPRK soldiers contingent in the now they use the missiles. So at this stage, we're working on increasing the capability, air defense capability, and we're working on replying.
NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks next Tuesday, the alliance said, following a request from Ukraine. A top South Korean official says Russia has supplied air defense missile systems to North Korea in exchange for Pyongyang sending more than 10,000 troops to support its war against Ukraine. From the start, the United Nations Climate Summit in Baku, Azerbaijan, has been about climate finance, money that wealthy nations are obligated to pay to developing countries to cover damages resulting from extreme weather and to help those nations adapt to a warming planet. The COP29 presidency on Friday released a new draft climate finance deal that would have developed nations take the lead by providing $250 billion per year by 2035. The draft also set a broader goal to raise $1.3 trillion dollars annually by 2035, according to the draft. A European negotiator told Reuters the new draft deal was too costly and didn't do enough to expand the number of countries contributing. The talks are scheduled to wrap up later Friday, but could go into overtime if a final deal proves elusive. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Gaetz withdrew amid scrutiny over sex trafficking allegations. Enter Pam Bondi, a former Florida Attorney General and longtime Trump ally who represented him during his first impeachment trial. While Gaetz passed the bar, he barely had any experience as a lawyer. Bondi has years of legal work on her resume, and most importantly, has the one trait Trump prizes above all, loyalty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A second Australian teen has died in a tainted alcohol case in Laos that has killed six tourists. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Honey Bowles had been in a critical condition in a hospital in Bangkok for days following the poisoning in Laos more than a week ago. Her friend, another Australian teenager, and a British woman also died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had called the incident
every parent's very worst fear and a nightmare that no one should have to endure.
Officials earlier said an American and two Danish tourists had also died following reports that multiple people had been sickened in a town popular with backpackers. An officer at Van Vieng's tourism police office said a number of people had been detained in the case, but that no charges have yet been filed. I'm Karen Chamas.
China's foreign ministry warned on Friday that Taiwan's provocative and separatist behavior would not succeed as Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te prepares to visit the self-governing island's three remaining Pacific allies. Speaking in Beijing, spokesperson Lin Jian said the One China principle was the general consensus of the international community. The One China principle is a basic norm of international relations and a universal consensus of the international community. The Lai Ching-te administration is using so-called diplomatic allies to engage in political manipulation. Its provocative and separatist behavior will never succeed. Taiwanese presidents typically use visits to allied countries to make what are officially stopovers in the United States, Taiwan's most important international backer and arms supplier, which frequently angers Beijing. Lai's office confirmed on Friday that his trip to the Pacific would begin at the end of the month, but declined to prove details on potential stopovers. Police indicted Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, and 36 other people on Thursday for allegedly attempting a coup to keep the right-wing leader in office after his defeat in the 2022 elections. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.